Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Donnie.
And Dana.
And we are back.
For another episode in the days of our lives of child protection.
Hey, Donnie has got a DA at the start. Dana has in days as well.
Hey.
Just by the way.
Donnie, Dana, days of lives in child protection. Yeah, that could
work. I like it. Dana, today we've got a topic. You just said it's one of my favorite topics to speak about, and it is.
Yes, you sicko. How dare you?
So we're going to speak about something. We're going to teach you a term, and then we're going to speak about that term. And it's actually a term that you might not know, but you know about the contents of the term. So the term is going to be CSAM. So I sat with the Department of Education, Department of Social Development, the Department of Justice, and the Department of Digital Technologies and Community Safety in a meeting in KZN last year. And
the Film and Publication Board as well.
And them as well, correct. And one of the police officers there introduced me to the term CSAM, which I've seen here and there. And then CSAM stands for Child Sexual Abuse Material. So a lot of people speak about child pornography, but there's a growing idea, especially in South Africa and in America as well, where we need to move away from something like child pornography. Because pornography is in itself is not seen by a lot of people as something being wrong. So if we move to child sexual abuse, then people listen with a different ear, because you'll hear that people say, child pornography is a victimless crime, is a faceless crime. It's a crime that doesn't really affect the victim, but it does. So CSAM, child sexual abuse material, helps us in that direction. It's child sexual abuse. It's child abuse to have photographs and stuff of youngsters. So that abuse material includes photos, it includes videos. And then obviously, Dana, your absolute favorite in the world, AI. Why are you so happy with AI when it gets to these kind of things?
I dislike AI very much so, because I feel AI makes a lot of our individuals that we work with quite lazy. And I am speaking about our particular students when I mention that comment. And I will say that happily to their faces too, because AI, in my opinion, just is the easy and lazy route out. But in terms of CSAM, why it is such a negative thing is I could easily post a photo of myself fully clothed online, and someone can go take that photo, upload it onto AI, and completely unclothe me. They can completely rip all my clothes off my body by using AI, and then you've got a nude picture of me that, number one, I did not consent to, number two, I am unaware of, and number three, that could tarnish my reputation and my name, especially in my line of work, for the rest of my life.
And okay, so and that obviously is very concerning and very sad. But at least you being a grown up means that you would say, Donnie, you probably not show me the photo, but you'd say, Donnie, there's something that happened. Please help me. Mm-hmm. But now children don't really reach out like that. No, I mean, we've been to many a school where principals would tell us, no, this doesn't happen. Our kids won't do it. Parents tell us their kids won't do it. And then when we speak to the kids, a lot of them have made the mistake to send either a photo or a video of themselves naked, or nudes, as we call them. And they have then shared that with, in essence, a stranger. A stranger that has duped them in making them think the stranger's in love with them, likes them, and so forth.
They're in a relationship online.
Yes, 100%. So a lot of our kids, especially in high school, are dating people they've never met before, which in many instances mean you not only dating somebody that's not real, you're actually in what you would call a relationship with somebody that is out there to hurt you, manipulate you, gaslight you,
and
then exploit you. Yes, correct. And then get those kind of things from you, which would then be used against you to exploit you further, either for money or more photographs or more videos. So child sexual abuse material is exactly that. It's the photos, it's the videos, and it's all other material that exploits children. And it's important that we do start speaking about child abuse or child sexual abuse and not child pornography, because pornography itself has been around forever. We had that gentleman in his permanently in his night clothing, that old guy with the bunnies in the house. He had a magazine, still probably has a magazine. I think it's Bunnies or something.
Hugh Hefner for the Playboy magazine.
Okay, you know more than I do. So, yes, that's the guy. He was always in pajamas. That's the only thing I remember about him. He was always in pajamas and he always had all these girls and these ladies. So pornography's always been around. But what's happening now is our 16-year-olds don't look like 16-year-olds anymore. They look like 20-year-olds and they start selling photos and so forth. We also see that a lot of our kids are, and young women sell photos and videos on websites and also earn income by showing photos and videos on sites like OnlyFans, which in the beginning sounds amazing, but in the end, it takes you down a very dangerous, dark path. So Dana, my question to you then is, why would any young lady think it's okay to send a naked photo or video to a stranger or somebody she's not met in real life?
So particularly speaking now about young females, the reason behind those particular actions is due to the fact that they are lacking somewhere in their life. They are lacking validation from home. They are lacking love from home. And they more than likely do not have a good support structure at school, being with the right friend group and all of that. So all of that influences that child and their mindset and their behaviors. So as soon as a child is victimized or bullied, let's say, for instance, online on a WhatsApp channel of sorts or at school, that child's value is ripped from them. Their self-esteem is lowered. They now need to find a way to make themselves feel good about themselves again. They need to boost their self-esteem. How do they do that? A lot of the times they begin with eating disorders and self-harming behaviors. And when that young girl in particular then starts losing some weight, she starts fitting into tighter clothing, she starts beginning to feel more confident about herself and in her own skin. And now to prove these allegations that she's worthless or she's not valuable enough to be liked or loved by others, she then sources that value elsewhere. So she'll start taking revealing photos, being naked photos or photos that normally starts off in a bikini or in underwear of sorts. And then she starts sending that online. Or she posts her bikini photos on Instagram, because the more followers and likes you have, you are, right? Because that's really what it means to make it in life, is to have a lot of following and likes on your social media.
From complete strangers.
Yes, of course. I mean, a stranger liking your half-naked photo of you in a bikini is definitely going to get you a big role in a big company one day. And that's where our kids, I think, fall short, is they here and the now, they're feeling a certain emotion which leads to a particular action of which they don't realize follows them for the rest of their lives. That image getting into the wrong hands ruins their reputation forever. And that reputation they will never be able to retrieve.
Well, you're correct. And I think what's important is it's illegal. It's completely illegal. And there is this continuous re-victimization of children, because every single time that photo or video resurfaces, that child goes through the same trauma again. Because now you'd made a decision when you were 13 or 14, but now you're 25, 26. I mean, we can see now there were movies in the past that used youngsters, and you can see the damage that's being done to now Hollywood elite stars when they posed topless on front of some of the weird magazines and stuff that allowed it.
Kim Kardashian, for instance, now has children of her own, and doing something stupid when she was younger to try and get fame and fortune out of it ended up now in her adult life been a decision she regrets and will regret for the rest of her life, because her children have access to social media. Her children have access to those websites where things and videos and images were posted. And she went to very big extents and great lengths to try and remove that content off of the internet, of which her, with all her resources, all her money, all her fame and fortune, she herself could not remove, because it's there forever.
And that decision that's then made by some of these kids is they make that decision, like in this instance, this lady you spoke about, well, I have no idea who she is. They make decisions to do that. And then sometimes that decision gets taken away from you because you thought you were in a safe relationship or you were in a safe environment. And then you shared something intimately, which is then obviously being used against you. So, see, Sam, as we speak, or child sexual abuse material, to use the full word, or child pornography, whichever word you want to call it, whichever term you want to use for it, is dangerous. It hurts, it kills, and also it allows the alleged perpetrator or the perpetrator a certain power over your child, meeting up with your child, raping your child, to not see, let that CSAM surface to the general public. So Dana, a child has made the mistake. They've sent CSAM, they've received CSAM. Now they want to speak to somebody about it so that they can get help. Where can they reach out to us?
They shouldn't reach out to us because they're going to get arrested. No, I'm joking. So bearing in mind, mistakes happen in your life. It is a criminal offense to receive, create, and distribute child pornography, but in this instance, CSAM. So just keep that in mind, but please don't let that be the reason you do not seek help, because you are fearful of what the consequences may be of those actions. We all have a chance in life, and sometimes we make mistakes. Therefore, we should be granted a second chance to correct the wrongdoings from our past. So please reach out to our counseling hotline. It is partnered with IM Youth and Radio Pulpit. That number is 076-037-6345, 076-037-6345. Please reach out to us. Please stop that kind of behavior if you are doing it, but reach out if you have done it in the past and let us guide you through the steps and the process to getting help.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.